This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you were spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, you can find us up on Facebook. We've got a live feed going on there, and we also have a live feed going on the website, TheRealSide.com. You live chat room. Smarter people than I are up there. You can speak with and converse with. If you don't like what I'm having to say, I'm sure you'll like what they have to say. Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me after the first break. And Tom is a contributor for Forbes.com. Also one of the founders of PoliticalVanguard.com, TV radio commentator, author, and so on. He's done a lot. Okay? He used to be the chairman of the California Republican Party. We're going to be talking about whether or not legal weed, pot, for those of you who are a little bit more proper, marijuana, what's it really do for the state? What's it really do overall? Are we going to get any kind of upside from this other than having to help people on a regular basis? Right? I mean, you're talking about high pot taxes here in, I mean, really, we're talking about pot taxes. We would have been talking about this 10 years ago. It would have been, that'll never happen. But it is, and it did. So Tom's going to be talking about what that really does to the city, to the state. You see, do some research on your own. Find out what it's done in Colorado. I think you'd be surprised. I saw this as I was searching for something earlier. I saw this story and just went, this can't be real. We used to do a lot more of these, but they're just so, you think to yourself, why? Why would we do this? So on Blue Lives Matter, I think it's bluelivesmatter.net, a judge has said a prisoner has said that he can't be executed on his back because he has, you ready for this? Health conditions. That's what I was just going to say. See, you stole my thunder.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, they have a pill for that, and you're going to get it soon. A death row prisoner complained he was too sick to be executed because he can't lay down on his back. So in Columbus, Ohio, a prison doctor examined an inmate who was scheduled to be executed this month and found that allowing him to sit up to be executed is a reasonable accommodation. Does it really matter which way you die? I mean, laying down, sitting up, if you're, what, you're uncomfortable? We got to make you comfortable? How comfortable did you make the people you killed? Did you make sure they were feeling good about what was going to happen? Anyway, Alva Campbell, age 69, has multiple health issues, and it makes it difficult for him to lie down on his back. His attorney filed a request, with the Ohio Parole Board on October 12th, asking that mercy be shown for the elderly prisoner who murdered an 18-year-old boy during a carjacking back. Now, this is what we were talking about earlier, back in 1997. It's only expensive because we allow so many appeals. I mean, in some cases, if you have it on film, you have somebody that has, admitted to it. What are you waiting for? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be cold here, but hello? They made the request of Governor John Kasich. Prosecutors said that Campbell's health claims are ironic, given that he faked paralysis to escape on the day he murdered Charles Dyles. Prison officials said that they had tested Campbell on October 19th and that he became mildly agitated when they tried to lower him to a normal execution position, given the events observed at this examination and the patient's underlying pulmonary and mental health disorders. It would be reasonable to make an accommodation for the patient during the execution process. Oh. The doctor has stated this would make it easier for him to die. I got no mercy here. I don't care what's going to happen. How long does it take him to die? 3 minutes? I mean, they do what? 3 shots? And it's about a 3-minute process? Are we really, really concerned about this? Ron O'Brien, Franklin County prosecutor, called Campbell the poster child for the death penalty. In 1992, Campbell was paroled after serving 20 years. This is ongoing. 20 years for killing a man in a Cleveland bar. Now, he faked paralysis and was in a wheelchair being transported to a court hearing on several armed robbery charges when he overpowered a Franklin County deputy. Campbell stole the deputy's gun, carjacked Dyles, and drove him around for hours before he shot the teenager twice in the head. Now, think about that. Right? I mean, the kid is doing nothing. It wasn't like there was a struggle and the gun went off. It was like it was in the middle of an action. He had to stop and take the time as he drove the kid around to decide to turn around and shoot him in the head. And we're worried about him being uncomfortable for a few minutes? Remember that in the Addams Family movie, they had that bed of nails? One of them used to sleep on? That's what I would put him on. And say, hey, I wouldn't move around too much while this is going on. It'd be a little more painful than it has to be. You know what I'm saying? Campbell's a two-pack-a-day smoker for decades before he stopped smoking 9 years ago. Why we need to know this, I don't know. He has severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, which translates to, I don't care. His attorneys claim that Campbell may have lung cancer and said that he uses a walker, uses an external colostomy bag. Well, he won't need that much longer either. Requires 4 breathing treatments a day. Look at all the misery they're going to be putting him under. Maybe we should leave him alive. You know what you should do? Ah! I got it. Listen, we take him and we let him go, okay? We put him in an apartment, a low-income apartment, and we force him on Obamacare. He'll be dead in 6 months. They won't give him the bag, right? The breathing treatments he won't have enough money to make happen. I'm serious. Just think about it. He'll die in his own urine, not able to breathe. Thank you, Mr. Obama. No? Too mean? All right. Have you... Sorry. Tom Del Vaccaro joins us after the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. And I know he can't hear it, but always a pleasure to have you with me, but Earth, Wind, and Fire. What a great way to come back in, especially with this guy. I can envision this guy with back in the 70s with bell-bottom jeans on, polyester shirt. At the
Shut up. There is no physical evidence to support that.
Oh, I wouldn't be sure of that. For enough money, some of your listeners have known you from years gone by. I'll give you $100 if you have a picture of Tom with bell bottoms, polyester shirt, and if there's roller skates involved, I'll give you $200. How's that? We'll make it. I'm Joe Machine. Sorry.
Does I'm that always read all your guests.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Tom Del Picaro joins me. He's a contributor to Forbes.com, also one of the founders for PoliticalVanguard.com, TV, radio commentary. I mean, he does everything. The guy's an author of The Divided Era, and that's a great book, by the way. I've never read it all the way through, but I've read bits and pieces of it. It's a great book, and you're right on with it. So thanks for being with me tonight.
All right. Thanks so much. Great to be on.
I did find a picture of you.
We have a lot to talk about.
I know we do, but you know, I got to get past the personal stuff first. I found a great picture of you because you complained about the last one, so I pulled up the picture of you on Facebook. So,
there you go. Is that
all right?
Me?
That's you. I don't know. It's either that or it's a stunt double with actually real dark hair. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway.
Wait a minute. Is the real in there real hair or is the real
the dark? Real color. The color. Look at my hair next to yours. I look like I'm 90 next to you. But at least, you know, whatever. Anyway.
And it turns out I'm older than you. That's the amazing thing.
So, you know,
I don't want to talk about. You want to pause?
I want to talk about pot.
Comey the liar?
I want to talk about dope first, okay? And there was a reason why we called it dope in the 70s. And, you know, you've got a piece that you've written about a teaching moment for California's high pot taxes. So, you know, if you tax it high enough, there's other guys waiting to take your money, I'm sure, that actually don't charge tax. So you figure that one out on your own. But I'll tell you what I think about this after you tell me. You know, is the higher tax rate here in California affecting the purchase of this, you know, high-quality dope that we're selling here?
We're going to find out. So this is a great teaching moment. Because think about the people who pushed this over the line. Some of them were libertarians, but many of them were liberals who want California just to be free, right? They want that freedom to smoke marijuana. Never mind the fact that on the same ballot 2 years ago, or a year ago, sorry, they also voted for a $2 cigarette tax to stop people from smoking.
No.
They want the freedom, and you can get this at politicalvanguard.com. They want the freedom to be able to smoke. Okay, well, when government restores a freedom to you, the first thing they do is start to take it away. And so they are regulating to death. Well, maybe not to death yet, but they are regulating your freedom, where you can buy it, places, licenses, on and on and on, how you can grow, on and on and on, and they're taxing it. Why are they taxing it? Well, because they think this industry is big, and they want your money so they can pay for other things. So the taxes they're imposing could be up to 45% to the consumer, meaning the 45% of the product. You know, so if you spend $100, you're spending $145. Why are they doing this? Well, again, they want the money, but it's a question of whether they're going to learn from something. Because long ago, since the beginning of time, taxes have been around. And smart people have realized if you tax something too much, you don't get much of it. People avoid that product. So if tomorrow, Joe, I taxed you $500 for each pair of jeans you bought, you would stop buying jeans, or you buy them illegally from a smuggler, right? So they price this now at 40. Tammy's going, I've seen his jeans. He needs new jeans. Don't do that. So they're taxing it at 45%, which is incredibly high, it would seem, I would think, to people, that that's a big number. So will people voluntarily buy legal pot with that 45% surcharge, or will they do it illegally? Remember, the illegal market already exists. It's huge. The feds, and again, this is all at politicalvanguard.com, the feds see something like $7 billion in pot over the last, I don't know how many years, illegally grown pot, and they think they only get 10%. That's like $70 billion. So this is a huge potential market, but it's also a huge illegal market now. So will people continue to buy from their illegal provider at a cheaper rate,
or they voluntarily pay the 45%. Because if you do it too high, now, do we have examples of this? We totally do. It's the cigarette market. An astonishing figure as I was doing my research for this is that there's over 600 billion illegal cigarettes sold a year. Why? They're heavily regulated, heavily taxed. And so there's huge smuggling markets for these things, including in the United States, because people don't want to pay that higher price. So what they do is they smuggle it from a low-tax state and bring them into places like New York, where it's very high, and that's what they do.
Tom,
so what's going to happen here?
When I was a kid, Tennessee had no sales, cigarette tax. And I knew people that used to drive truckloads. They smuggled truckloads of cigarettes up from Tennessee into Massachusetts.
And, exactly.
Because the taxes were so high. Yep.
Exactly. This is what happens. So this is going to be a great teaching moment, because these are people who want freedom, yet they support government in a lot of other places. Now that pot in California is being over-regulated and taxed, are they suddenly going to understand economics and say, well, you're taxing that too much, so I'm going to do it illegally? And will they apply that to all the other taxes, including income, and turn out to be people who support tax reduction and deregulation?
Well, aren't you an optimist? I think they'll just knock over another liquor store to make a little bit more money to go buy some more pot. That's just my personal opinion. But look, I've done a lot of stories. I know you hate coming on here. I've done a lot of stories about the Colorado pot experiment. That's very interesting. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hit more. We're going to talk more about weed. I love talking about weed. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe, senior host. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, and he's not going anywhere, I promise. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to go up on Amazon right now. I want you to look up The Divided Era. I'll wait. Tell me when you get there. Because I want to prove a point to my guests. I want you to all to buy the book tonight. You can return it later on. I just want to make sure that we get his book sales up. Just get it. Well, you won't return it once you get it. You know as well as I do, they'll read it and want to keep it. So, anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's a contributor to Forbes.com and also a founder of PoliticalVanguard.com. You see him on TV, radio, and he's the, what is it, the prior chair to the California Republican Party, and he's still recuperating from that. I think he's a recuperating politician at this point. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
Always a surprise.
I say that during the show, but it's a hangover after, let's be clear.
We're talking about the dope here in California and the amount of taxes that they think they're going to charge, right? And you're right on, but I'm just amazed that people can't see this on the front end. When you tax something at that rate, something that you were buying before with no taxes, what is the cop going to do when he grabs you later on? He's going to say, can you show me your tax receipt for that? I mean, seriously, how are they going to know where you got it? I'm sorry. I'd like to see your receipt. Right?
That's an interesting thing. And this is actually one of the biggest problems with the whole system right now is they don't have, the law enforcement's not ready for this. They're not ready because, remember, this still remains largely a cash business. It's still a Schedule I drug nationally, federally. That means Bank of America and any interstate bank will not touch this. They won't let you bring your money to them and say, hi, I'm a dope dealer, take my money. So you're going to have to go with regional banks, which aren't state banks, just local banks. And some are warming them to it, some are not. And so it's still going to be a big cash business, and where there's cash businesses, there is crime.
Tom, but wait a minute. And this is, I've been saying this for a long time. This is a federal, this is still not legal under federal law, right? So if I buy my dope here and I'm driving along and for whatever reason, maybe I've got an illegal in my back seat and INS sees it and pulls me over, technically they could grab me for the dope, couldn't they?
Yeah. Federally, yes.
Yes.
Unquestionably.
Right? If a doctor, quote unquote, a doctor, writes a prescription, not the 17-year-old kid at the beach that says he's in a clinic and writes your prescription, you go next door to his uncle's dope farm and get your dope there. But I'm talking about a real doctor. If they write you a prescription for the stuff, couldn't they lose their license under federal law?
Under federal law. But the law is what is enforced. And right now it's just not being enforced.
That's right. Yeah, people don't get that. They don't understand. We actually broke the law in this state. We passed a law that was against the law. And I don't know. Maybe we should be our own country. We do anything we want anyhow. Anyhow, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I needed my moment. But we do a lot of
things. This conflict. Look, disrespect for the law, one law teaches you to disrespect all laws. So this is... And the breakdown of law is a terrible thing for a society. You know, as a civilization progresses, in the beginning, it's dominated by tradition, morals, and family structure, and they impose order. Over time, that's lost, and they're replaced by laws. Then the multiplicity of laws occurs, and they become so many that people begin to disregard them, and that's when a society begins to break down, and that's surely where we are today.
You know, Tom, all joking aside, we do stories about Colorado on the show because I get the biggest kick out of the fact that all they talked about was the tax revenue. Nobody really took a hardcore look at anything else but the tax revenue. And what they found... Now what they found in Colorado is people have moved there, young people especially, have moved there specifically for the pot laws. They've got arrests are up, all right? Homelessness is up. They have people sleeping in parks there. The black market dope is still flourishing in Colorado, and they're
Absolutely.
Having a hard time. What's that?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And they're having a hard time catching
California,
these people.
And that is going to happen in California in large part because of these high taxes. They're too high, so the black market's going to continue to flourish, and it's horrible for the state. It's going to be horrible for the state. They're going to rue the day of this.
Oh, they look at, again, black and Hispanic arrests went up to 58% from 29%. And instead of this being 6 or 8 percent of the tax revenues, it ended up only being 1.1% of the tax revenue. So
okay, we need to talk about that because
okay.
The concerns of African Americans related to mass incarceration and what that basically means is a disproportionate to the general population proportion of people in jail. Now, some will argue that they, quote, commit more crimes, but there's also this phenomenon you just described where they can make the argument that the police come down on them harder than others who commit the same crimes. And that is something that is going on in Colorado, and we're going to have to see where it is in this country, in this state as well.
Oh, yeah. And California's so good about going back and revisiting some of the issues it has. Also, Colorado's youth marijuana use rate is the highest in the nation, topping out last year. It's 74% higher than the national average. So this is a good thing, right? We'll at least get some tax money. I mean, trying to save the day here. It's disgusting.
It is not a good thing.
All right, well,
they're going to rue the day on this one.
Well, Tom, they doesn't seem like anything bothers these guys. You know, once they pass the law, they do the high five, the backhand slap, and they're gone. And they don't seem to really care anymore. It's amazing.
No, they move on to Congress and
try and make it worse there. All right, so let's talk about the most respected law enforcement agency on the face of the planet, no more. You've got Comey, who just everything just seems to fall in place to show how much of a Clinton soldier that he was. It's just amazing. And he lied. Why isn't he in handcuffs? I'm confused.
It's really amazing. The story today that broke was that, there's these memos he wrote early on. And it turns out there was a memo he wrote early on that stated that Clinton committed gross negligence in connection with her emails. Why does that matter? Because gross negligence is the technical term, the exact two words, gross negligence, in the criminal statute with respect to handling national intelligence items. In other words, his original memo said she broke the law, and which carries prison time and or fines. And then, of course, it got changed. Why did it get changed? That we're going to have to find out as well. But initially, Comey found that she violated criminal statutes. And remember, the press conference, what was it, July of a year ago, we were sitting there watching this press conference. You know, I've been an attorney 30 years. I was up in Seattle on a case in a hotel room looking at the TV. And he's laying out the whole thing. I think it was 13 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
First 11 minutes of it, I'm saying, oh, my God. He's saying she's guilty. And then he gets to the end and says, but no prosecutor would prosecute this. I was staggered. First of all, it's the FBI. This is not normal protocol to even say it, to even have the press conference. B, it's not his job to determine what a prosecutor should do. He's just a fact finder responsible for handing over the facts to someone else. But, of course, Loretta Lynch said, we'll just follow his recommendation. So they just made up this thing where, okay, Department of Justice won't have a say, and we'll just let it go to the FBI. And now we find out that he originally thought she was guilty, and then he changed it. Staggering.
Unreal. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about this because we're, when your government is in this much disarray, when the law doesn't apply equally, a little guy like me is afraid. We have to be concerned. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. Don't go far. He'll be with us after the break. I've got him locked in a room. Not going to be.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Please answer the question.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back, and you know what? Look for USA first. I know it's hard to find, but look for USA made first. Wouldn't it be nice to keep our people working? Wouldn't it be great to use American products? I mean, this isn't like 1959 where there were crappy American products and Chinese products were even crappier, but they were cheaper, so I guess they bought them, whatever. But I want to keep our people here working, so try to buy American. Do everything you can to buy stuff that's been... You know, and soon, President Trump has his way, Japanese cars will be made here in America. If you heard him today, he looked right at the Japanese premier and said, you could make cars in America, right? You could bring them. They must have been dying over at CNN and MSNBC. Anyway, Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. Usually when I catch him off guard, he says yes, and he slaps his head and goes, oh, what did I just say? Anyway.
Yes, I keep thinking that Tammy needs the money, so I'm hearing it for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure your secretary looks at you and goes, really? Did you say yes again? You know, kind of thing.
Exactly. Anyway,
always a pleasure to have you with me, Tom, and enjoy being able to play around with you a little bit. So, but not much to play with when the FBI is really not a group we can count on anymore. And even now I'm kind of not so sure between what's going on with Mueller and everything else up there, whether we can trust the FBI.
Go to politicalvanguard.com. I have an article there on why Mueller should resign. Mueller cannot be fact finder and witness. Everybody just comes to, oh, he has great integrity. I don't care what his integrity was. The fact of the matter is he was involved in Uranium One. The fact of the matter is that James Comey's actions are now in question, including him admitting to a felony by saying he took government property, leaked it to someone to influence an investigation. The fact is that Mueller interviewed for the FBI job and spoke directly to Trump before he fired Comey. This makes Mueller a participant to actions, and therefore, who's going to interview him? Because that he cannot be put in that position. He should no longer be in charge of an investigation to determine what happened because he was a witness. And beyond that, he's got conflicts. He was the head of the FBI when some of this went on, which means as a fact finder, he's going to have to judge people who worked for him. Why are we placing someone in that position? It's wrong. And if he had any integrity at all, he would resign.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, if he has any integrity at all, we're wasted words. It's not going to... Just look what he's doing now, and look at the team he's put together and what have you. I would be surprised if no black marks come down against Trump with this guy doing the investigation. Would you?
Well, he certainly seems to be in search of a crime. And I have two articles on this at Political Vanguard. He certainly seems to be in search of a crime. But to date, they have found nothing campaign-related. We have an indictment which accuses Manafort of conspiracy against the United States. You know what the problem with that is? No such thing. You can have a conspiracy to break a statute, but there's no law that says you can't, quote, be against the United States. That's a made-up term for the benefit of the media so that they can claim that there's some horrible thing against the United States going on.
Wow. Right?
There's treason, but he didn't accuse him of that. So this is a guy playing politics, and I went on record 2 weeks ago saying that a lot of his stuff's going to be overturned because he's overreaching.
Well,
but no, you cannot count on this.
That's what I was going to ask you, was that this is outside of his purview, right? He was given specific instructions on what to look for, and the charges that he's bringing or what he's bringing forward have absolutely nothing to do with what the special counsel was put together for, right?
No question about it. So here's what a man of integrity would have done. He was supposed to look into the Russia thing. He goes after Manafort, and the word campaign is nowhere in the indictment. And so what does happen from time to time is when you look at somebody's activities is that you find out maybe they did something illegal somewhere else. Your job, therefore, is to take the leads and the information you get and to provide it to someone else to pursue. In this case, it would have been the IRS because he's claiming that Manafort didn't report all of his income. That's not his job to indict on that. He's supposed to give that to the IRS and let a tax court deal with it. But instead, he's grandstanding. So I don't even want to hear about integrity.
Well, this to me... This whole thing is a mess.
Conspiracy against the United States, it doesn't even exist. And that this is the guy in charge, this is correct. People should be outraged by this.
I'm not going to say I'm going to be nice. Anyway, So what's with Sessions, though? If you were Jeff Sessions right now, would you not be being a little bit more aggressive, pushing a little harder? I would do exactly what the Democrats want me to do.
There would be a lot of indictments.
Oh.
There would be a lot of indictments.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeff Sessions was living and breathing.
Giuliani would have been a better pick for this, even temporarily. Don't you think?
Unquestionably.
Yeah.
Unquestionably. I cannot believe that Sessions is so... Look, there should be a special... Lindsey Graham today. Lindsey Graham, who tried to save the repeal of Obamacare. Lindsey Graham said today that there should be a special counsel just for Hillary and the rest. By the way, that special counsel would have to interview none other than Robert Mueller, which is all the reason why he should resign from his current position. You know, I've been an attorney 30 years. This is easy stuff. The issue isn't whether he did something. Oh, he's such a great man. He's done all these things in the past. Really? But on that day, you speeded, so you still get the ticket. On that day, you lit a fire, and it burned your neighbor's house, too, by accident. You still get a ticket, whatever that crime is. So it isn't just what you did in the past. It's what you're doing now. And Robert Mueller does not belong in this position. And I realize that this is going to result in me getting investigated by the FBI for Lord knows what. But I also wrote a piece that you can get on Forbes, and if you put in my name for the cross-examination of James Comey. I tore him to shreds over his public comments and the fact that he's lying to the American people. And we need to stand up to this.
All right, look, whether you like Trump or not, I'm telling people, part of the problem here is he's so unpredictable. He's so non-political. He's making them all nervous. And not just from either side of the aisle, but the people that are in the middle and the people behind the scenes, they just don't know what he's going to do. And I think that's part of what's causing the chaos. I think that's part of what's causing Sessions to trip up. I think that's part of what's going on in D.C. right now. Do you think I'm really off with this or what?
No. Look, there is an establishment. But look, through all of history, there's been tears. You know, those in power have enjoyed more spoils than those without. But this is becoming so obviously rampant. I mean, let's be clear. When Hillary Clinton's campaign gave money to Perkins Coie to purchase the Fusion Report, and she didn't put that down in her campaign reporting, she violated the law. There should be an investigation, and she should be fined. Someone should be fined or jailed for that. Given the amount of money they did, it's a pretty serious thing. The Obama campaign did the same. Why is the Obama campaign in 2016 doing that?
They will do nothing to her. I don't care what they find her. They will do nothing.
Well, that can well be true, but
she is the, no matter what's going on around her right now, she is the goddess of the Democrat Party, even though some don't much care for what she's doing. Okay, she's an older woman, I'll put it that way, so they don't come kill me in my sleep tonight. And you know, who's gonna put handcuffs on that woman? Seriously. The FBI were even afraid to take notes when they went to her house.
Another appalling fact.
Right?
Angelina Jolie was questioned for 4 hours over Brad's treatment of her children on a plane. And yet Hillary only got 3 hours, and it wasn't under oath. They just took notes. By the way, this Papadopoulos guy, he was under oath.
Oh, yeah.
But not her.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
But didn't... Now, I don't know if this is just a rumor because I'm not on the in like you are, but they even had to sign non-disclosure statements, did they not?
Well, yeah, the FBI agents had to do a... By the way, they're normally under that, but had to sign something special saying with regard to Hillary they wouldn't say anything.
Well,
but that doesn't supersede, by the way, does not supersede a congressional... subpoena, so they would have to disclose that.
You're a much more optimistic man than I am, buddy. But Listen, we're up against the time. I'd like to keep you three more hours, but go ahead and tell people where they can find you.
They go to politicalvanguard.com, and they can also buy my book there, The Divided Era.
Joe, they need to. They need to buy the book. Don't play around.
Thank
you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We're going to try to shut up Tom Del Vaccaro here in a second. I doubt it. He probably go for another hour. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Open mic. Any topic cuts it. We'll be right back.